It's time for Project Connect on Husker Radio. Each year, Project Connect hosts an in-person event as a one-stop shop for families and individuals to connect with services around the area. The event is sponsored by Families First Partnership. This year, due to COVID-19, the event could not take place. In its absence, Husker Radio was proud to partner with Families First Partnership and provide an audio resource to get the word out on these critical organizations. To learn more about Project Connect, go to familiesfirstpartnership.org. You can also hear all our Project Connect interviews at HuskerRadio.com. Now, on with today's Project Connect, here's Tristan Winder.
And welcome back on Husker Radio. It's Tristan Winder. Please be joined by Donna Legas of the Community Actions Partnership of Mid-Nebraska. Donna, thank you for taking some time for us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So, Donna, for folks that haven't heard before, can you tell us exactly what is Community Actions Partnership of Mid-Nebraska?
Well, we are a nonprofit organization. There are community actions all throughout the country. My area covers 9 counties. They are Lincoln, Arthur, Grant, Hooker, Logan, McPherson, Perkins, Thomas, and Keith.
Wow. Quite the area that you're blessed to cover.
Yes, a lot of square miles.
Indeed, yes. So now, do you have offices in each one of those counties, or is North Platte kind of the one hub for everybody?
Nope, North Platte just covers all of them, and just depending on the situation is where I go.
Okay. So tell us, what's your typical day consist of? Who do you primarily work with, and what kind of individuals do you encounter day to day?
Well, I always take phone calls and emails. I usually get phone calls for different reasons, whether it's they need rent assistance, utility assistance, or if they need food. I give them a list of food pantries in the area. If they want an application for the commodities program or the weatherization program, all variety of reasons. And if we don't have something that they need, I try to help them as much as possible with other agencies and programs in the area.
Okay, so what kind of individuals can you assist? Who's the primary target here for your agency?
Anybody and everybody that, you know, needs rent and utility assistance. We have commodities for seniors 60 and older. We have a weatherization program that would be free for those who qualify. We have a replacing furnace program, emergency heating and cooling replacement assistance program, just a wide variety of things we can help with.
Awesome. So you guys can kind of help a lot of individuals, rather they're younger. Like you mentioned, you can help some of the retirees also.
Yes, absolutely. You know, those who are out on their own for the first time, we help them as well. I've seen a lot of, you know, people 17, 18 years old, all the way up to their 70s, 80s, and even 90s.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of individuals that first time they're getting out of the house and getting into their own house that they do need assistance and a bit of a learning curve for them in learning how to handle things and how to get things accomplished.
Yes, exactly. And especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, which, you know, struck all of us and hit everybody pretty hard, you know, we've seen a lot of people wanting assistance for rent and utilities because of that. And we, thankfully, through a couple of foundations and funds, we can help with that.
Yeah, obviously, a lot of the partner agencies that you have, and your agency in particular, you're kind of on the forefront of battling this virus, because just because we have a global pandemic does not mean that the rent isn't due or the mortgage doesn't have to be paid.
Exactly.
So I'm sure you guys have helped out a lot of individuals through this that may have lost their jobs or had hours cut but still had to pay the bills.
Yes, absolutely. And even though, you know, there may have been, you know, a hold on evictions and shutoffs, you know, those bills are going to come due eventually, mm-hmm. and when you don't have the funds, you know, then what?
Yeah,
because so that's what we are here for.
If I understand correctly, there weren't going to be any disconnections or evictions, but the bill would still accumulate.
Correct, yes.
So that could be quite the shock for a lot of individuals when that comes all at once.
Yes, and some people, you know, called me saying, you know, that the rent and utilities, you know, won't be due and they won't have to pay it. And they're going to get a shock when that disconnect comes eventually, mm-hmm. and they have an $800 electric bill.
Yeah. Yeah, which could be even higher now that we're into the summer months.
Yes, exactly. I've seen one up to 1,000.
Wow. I can imagine. Yeah, it's pretty easy to add it on there when you take into consideration these warmer temperatures we have. So
yes, absolutely.
We have Donna Lagash joining us again of Community Actions Partnership of Mid-Nebraska. Obviously, you mentioned you cover a wide area here throughout the North Platte and surrounding areas. So I'm sure you encounter a lot of great landlords that are just willing to go above and beyond, especially during this COVID-19 outbreak.
Oh, yes. I have met some fantastic landlords, and for the most part, everybody has been very understanding, not evicting anybody and just giving extra time to make smaller payments, to get caught up, willing and able to take our vouchers, which is fantastic.
And tell us about those vouchers.
Yes. How it works is when I assist with someone for rent or utilities, we write out a voucher for that utility company or the landlord or the real estate agency. We send it to our head office in Kearney, and on our Kearney fiscal department cuts the check directly to the person that is owed. The process is between 2 to 3 weeks for the checks to actually be sent to the person. So we send promises to everybody. The electric companies and gas companies have been fantastic with taking our promises. And landlords, some of them are kind of leery about waiting 2 to 3 weeks for their, you know, checks.
Sure.
But, you know, as long as they're getting their money, they're willing to do it.
And I think that you would be able to speak to it in greater detail than I can, but I'm sure that communication is key too. Just letting the landlord know, I'm struggling. I can do some now, but I can't do all of it now. I'm sure that communication can make a world of a difference.
Yes, absolutely. Just communication is key, absolutely. Talk to your landlord saying, hey, this is the situation due to COVID. You know, my hours were cut or I even lost my job because of COVID. This is what I can do now, and this is what I am doing. I am applying for unemployment. I'm waiting for that to be approved, and this is what I can do now, and this is what I can do later. And as long as you have that communication, they are most likely fine with it. If you cut off that communication, not talking, you're not giving them any updates, that's where they're going to say, okay, you got to go.
Now, Donna, do you guys work a lot with individuals who have mortgages and also need assistance?
Not yet. We do have the ability to help with mortgages. I am not sure of the process on that right now because it is fairly new, and I haven't had any requests for it right now, so I haven't had any assistance with it. So I'm just waiting for those phone calls to come in so I can, you know, say, okay, I need to know what the process is for
sure.
It and how much we can help with it. We just need them to come in first.
Absolutely. And we're focusing a lot on the housing sector, but you guys do assist with utilities, like you mentioned, as well.
Yes. With electric bills, gas bills, all throughout the 9 counties. I even deal with Black Hills Energy, Dawson Power, Midwest Electric and Grant, Nebraska Public Power, as well as Northwestern Energy and Municipal Light and Water.
Yeah, I bet you handle with all of them, and I'm sure that you know about each agency more than what you would like to. You're kind of professional
yes,
on each one.
Absolutely.
Now, Donna, if there's folks out there listening that may need some assistance from you during this challenging time, need help with something in terms of the housing, rather be paying the rent, paying the mortgage, or getting assistance on utilities, what's the best way for them to get in contact with you?
They need to call me at 532-3250. Walk-ins are not accepted right now due to the COVID pandemic. So we will set up an appointment for them. I will have to ask them some COVID symptom-related questions.
Sure.
And masks are mandatory. One person per household will be allowed, and they will have to ask those answer those questions again during the application process.
Sure.
And if they are not feeling well, if they have any of those symptoms, we ask that they stay home for 72 hours until after they are symptom-free without medication.
Well, Donna, we sure do appreciate the time and appreciate all the great work you do here for folks out in the western end of the state that need this vital assistance.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the time to discuss community action with the community. You'd be surprised at how many calls I receive every day asking us what we do and what we can offer, and people that haven't even heard of us before.
Well, glad that we could raise the awareness, because this is some great assistance.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.